somebody's location.
Worse.
Okay, let's start recording. Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It is 5:01 p.m. on Tuesday, June 13th, 2023. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Nimrod.
Here.
Louder.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting, which was on May 23rd. Were there any changes or corrections?
I have none.
Same.
Okay, then I'll take a motion.
I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes from Tuesday, May 23rd, as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the bid opening for the Forest Main project for Jefferson and Main Street. Rosie?
I have no bids.
We have no bids. So, Mike, what's the plan?
I will contact the engineer tomorrow. Like I said, we had the issue with the construction permit from IDEM, so we'll get that revised and get that taken care of, and then that permit will have at least a year on it, so I'm assuming we'll probably try to rebid it closer to winter.
Yep, sounds like
that's my guess. I'll bring it back to the board later on and decide what we want to do.
Do we know how many plans were pulled?
I believe there was four or five.
And not one person bid on it?
Nope.
The construction had a
local company come to the pre-bid meeting, and apparently they decided they didn't want to do it, so.
So, okay.
Saves me some money.
At least for now. Least for now. So, okay. So we will, I guess, table that indefinitely. Okay. Next up is the NDOT unofficial detour. So I can kind of explain that a little bit. I think the last meeting or the meeting before, I talked to you about the fact that NDOT was going to be doing the bridge deck on Main Street there over the Blue River, right there by B&J Reynolds, Star Tire and Automotive. And they wanted us to define an unofficial detour, which I was falsely under the assumption that meant that we basically worked with them to create a local detour. That is not the case. So I had a meeting with them, and they informed me what it really is they have their official detour, and then we as the city define what we believe the unofficial detour is, meaning that that's the route that people will most take to get around the detour or to get around the actual construction. We define what that road pattern is, and then it allows us to recoup cost for damages at the end. So they'll go and do a video of it, of the unofficial detour, and then at the beginning, and then at the end they'll do another video of it. We'll take a look at it before and after and define kind of what issues are there along that route. So in talking to Kelly, we both agreed that probably most people will take Radio Road, if you will, across, and of course that's a state road, so we won't get, but from Lyon Street there, Radio Road down to Van Buren, and Van Buren across to Main Street. So that is the unofficial detour route. Kelly and I both thought that probably was that's what most people are going to take to get back to Main Street. Our guess is that's what Google is going to tell them to do. Hopefully Google doesn't tell them to take Spencer Street over, because that would be cataclysmic. So nevertheless, long story short is that's what we've kind of defined. NDOT has put that into the letter. That is their standard letter of understanding for that unofficial detour. You either of you have questions about that? Go ahead.
I'm assuming there's some partnership of notifying all the people that's going to involve for the detour.
Yeah, so it won't be, there's really not a partnership as much as NDOT is charged with doing that. So NDOT will have to be putting up the barricades, local traffic only, things like that along the way. They've already kind of defined where that's going to be. The official detour I got to remember here. The official detour on the south side is to take 30, is it 30? 30 to Main?
Business 30?
Is it Business 30?
I thought.
Yeah, I think so. And then on the south side was to take, 205 and out to South Whitley. I think it's a pretty long detour, as you would imagine, because there's no other state roads, and the detours have to be on state roads for NDOT. So So anyway, so but they'll be charged with putting up those barricades. They'll be charged with informing the businesses along the way, the timeline, all that stuff. And obviously, we said that we would want to know, so we let our residents know. We also informed them about the school and how the school traffic will be dramatically impacted by this. It's going to be a headache. Say what?
How long is it going to go on?
Do you remember what they said?
I thought it was 8 months.
Yeah, it was pretty significant.
And I have another question. Yeah. Since we're talking about going through South Whitley, are all the roads to South Whitley open?
That's a great question. I don't know.
Because they weren't.
They weren't the last time?
I mean, recently.
Recently. Well, and this won't take place till spring of 24.
Okay.
So hopefully everything will be good and clear. But we really believe that instead of taking the official detour, people are going to find their way.
An easier way.
And hopefully that means they won't take out an electrical pole, light pole, traffic pole at the corner of Line and Van Buren. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling that will happen.
That's a Bluebell from. They may even attempt to come up. Well, Bluebell building.
South Whitley.
Whitley Street to bypass.
I say they, for people who know the area.
Yes. And actually, that was one thing that I talked a little bit with Gary about, is that when we get to that point, we're going to need to make sure we have extra presence in those bypass areas, if you will, to ensure that we don't have, you know, semi-trucks going down Whitley Street. That would be really bad. Mm-hmm. So those kind of things. So any questions about the unofficial detour letter?
No.
Okay, so we need to sign it. Obviously, what I will ask is we just cross off city council member for both of you and put Board of Works on there. Mm-hmm. They did not follow my directions on that. So. Anyways, so I'll make a motion. We approve the letter of understanding, unofficial detour regarding the bridge over the Blue River.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor should be the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Okay, next up is I'm going to jump ahead to the encroachment agreement, right? Mm-hmm. The fence?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to try Kuchia.
It's Kuchia.
Kuchia. I was so close. Okay. I'll have you go ahead and come on out and tell us what you're planning to do. Okay. And if we have any questions, we'll ask you of that.
Okay. So we pretty much have already had the fence put up.
Okay.
The guy that put the fence up for us did not get a permit. He was told he didn't need a permit for where he was putting it up. So he did not get a permit. Apparently the fence was placed over, what was it placed over?
The power line goes in and then it goes out of the fence.
Okay. So this is page, I gotta get there. It starts on page 36 of the packet, just so you all are aware. So,
it's been for 2 months before we got the letter, and then when I got the letter, I called up my fence guy, and he says that he spoke to somebody at the building, said that he did not need a permit.
Okay.
The company is Levy Fencing.
Yep. So I think the only, let's see. So your fence is, I gotta look at the fence here. Okay. Oh, there we go. Okay. So, does the fence change? Like, does it go diagonal? Am I reading that correctly? No.
No, it just goes straight down.
Okay.
Yes.
I must be reading that differently then. So I think usually the thing that we tell individuals that are in our, you know, that kind of build in our easement, if you will, mm-hmm. is just that if for some reason we need to get in there to work on our utilities, mm-hmm. we will remove it as gently as we can, but it'll be up to you to replace it at your cost. Okay, I understand that.
Or we can take it down with a notice saying.
Would there be notification prior?
If it's not an emergency, absolutely, okay. We'll let you know ahead of time. Okay. Yes, if it's an emergency, we'll try our best to contact you, but obviously they got to get in there. So, mm-hmm. so we try really hard to let the homeowner take care of it first.
Right.
It helps us a lot, but yes, we definitely let you know if it's not an emergency. We definitely would.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of utilities are back there, if they're sewer, like if we have to work on the line, jet it or something, water line too, for something, have to get in there, you know, we have to get in the fence. you know, I don't know what's back there.
Well, it looks like the utility easement, there's a 10-foot utility easement, utility and surface drainage easement in the back. But that is right up there, I mean, not too far from the river. So my guess is the majority of the utilities probably are out front street side.
Mm-hmm.
Is that your guys' understanding?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, because they came out and marked it all. So we kind of knew.
Prior to placing the fence. And it's been remarked because they're building a new house right next to us.
Yes.
So
okay.
Everything's been remarked again.
Okay. But the majority of the lines are out front of your house.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I know there's some power lines behind us, but we left 20 feet behind there.
Yep.
So, because I don't want to, like, cut trees down and all that stuff. So I just did, you know, a clean cut straight across.
Okay.
But, you know, we've seen that mark and we're like, you know, after we got that letter, and I'm like scratching my head, and
I got
it's like,
yeah. I'm sorry that the fence company or whoever was misled. I mean, it happens sometimes, miscommunication or whatever. But and it really looks like, for the most part, based on the drawing,
mm-hmm.
is that really the only issue is on the north side, mm-hmm.
yes,
property, right?
Where the new house is being built, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Does anybody have any issues with that?
No, I appreciate understanding, mm-hmm. you know, the process.
Right.
And again, we want it to be successful for you. And,
mm-hmm.
But sometimes things happen where we may have you
right.
open up a section or
right.
whatever. So.
No, I understand that, you know.
Sure.
Well, is there anything else from the department heads? Okay, anything else from the board? Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve the encroachment agreement at 394.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
394 North Brennan Street as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. So, Rosie, you want to tell them
about that? I will get this back to the planning commission tomorrow.
Okay.
And
okay.
then you'll just need to go back to them and finish it.
And with all the paperwork that they've already sent me, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much,
thank
guys.
You. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Okay. So next up are the street cut permits. And there are a lot of them, but I think they're majority for break speed. I gotta get back there, I'm sorry. First one is 402 North Brennan, which again is, as mentioned, that's for NIPSCO, but that's their next door neighbors. So, any questions, comments, concerns about that?
No.
Hearing none, I'll make a motion. We approve the permit to cut into curb streets or alleys for 402 North Brennan Street as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the permit cutting the curb streets or alleys for 411 West Columbia Parkway. This is for Brightspeed Fiber. And they're not going to be cutting the street. They're going to be doing a 6-inch drill to pothole. And then I think they're...
See, if you look at that, it says surface type asphalt, right? And
yeah.
And then it says, in the description, we'll not be cutting in the street, but then it says we'll be doing a 6-inch drill. So I called the lady that her number was on there as a contact person. She is from, like, in California or something. But I think their point was to, when they call and locates, if they're boring under the street and there's utilities in the street, they have to find them so they don't hit them when they're boring under the street. So that's, they're just being prepared, having this permit, I think, ready in case they do have to cut into the street.
Well,
and it wouldn't be like a open cut, but it'd be like a bore or a pothole area in the street. Kind of like what Barriott was doing around, you know, where they was having guys dig down and... So I think that's where they're coming from on that.
Okay. Any questions? So you're okay with that? I mean,
yeah.
You don't want the street dug out, but...
Yeah, they're just being prepared in case they call on utilities and then they have a gas line, you know, going across where they have to bore under. So.
Gotcha.
I guess it makes sense what they're doing.
Okay. I'll make a motion we cut into curb streets, that we approve the permit to cut into curb streets or alleys for 411 West Columbia Parkway as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion?
Question.
Yes.
Going down, it says actual size and location of opening. It looks like there's multiple addresses.
Mm-hmm.
So this encompasses.
Yeah, so they're basically, as I understand, running the fiber through Columbia Shores. And so they're trying to hit as many of those. I noticed today, I went home for lunch and noticed that Scott from the water department was out marking our neighborhood. So, and I know there was something on our social media neighborhood account that was asking about it too. So
I got a question about that. So we had the same thing our crew was doing. They've got multiple locates of Columbia Shores.
Yeah.
Is this the start of like what Barriott was doing? Only with Brightspeed now? Okay.
Yes. I think they are planning to do a lot more overhead or aerial than what SERP did. SERP did a lot of on the ground,
mm-hmm.
whereas Brightspeed is going to do a lot more aerial. Unless it's not an option, and then they'll go below. But yes, I think it's a very fair comment to say that Brightspeed is going to start doing what SERP did, which I know is music to your guys' ears. So I know. I know. Any other questions?
No, sir.
Okay. All those in favor show with the usual sign. It's unanimous. Next up is permit to cut into curb streets or alleys for 501 Ohio Street. Same thing for Brightspeed. Again, this would be for the... Anna Street, Extended, Graybird, Kirkwood, Redstone, Camden, Valley River, Somerset, etc. Archer. Mm-hmm. Any questions? Okay. I'll make a motion that will approve the permit to cut into curb streets or alleys for 501 Ohio Street as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. The next one, is 641 Armstrong Drive. This is for the Armstrong Drive Connection Way Plaza Drive Opportunity Drive locations for Brightspeed. Questions regarding that one? And I believe this is an area that SERP is not in currently, just so you're aware. I'll make a motion we approve the permit to connect curb streets or alleys for 641 Armstrong Drive as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Zach, I'm going to go ahead and bump you up since you're here.
Cool.
So go ahead and come forward and introduce yourself, who you represent, and what it is that you would like.
Yeah. I'm Zach White. I run operations for Chapman's Brewing Company, just right around the corner here. Here today, I was talking with Mayor Daniel a couple days ago about extending our temporary smoking permit for 1 month, end of July. I think Connor was here like 8 months ago and initially got this set up.
To be clear, smoking for meat?
Smoking for meats. Meats. Meat smoking. We're not going to be smoking indoors, okay. Nothing like that. I've kind of went through a few different courses and tried to figure out how to get this, because smoked meats has increased our business about 40% over there, so yeah, it's started off really well. So I'm going to keep doing it. The problem is I can't move it inside. I've spoke to the building department. I have to put a separate hood in. I don't have money to do that. I agree that smoking outside on the sidewalk is not the best thing to do, but it's the only thing I can do right now. So what I've done is I went ahead and I applied for a variance with the state to move my smoking operation up to the brewery. I just don't have that permit back yet, and they haven't approved anything. We all know the government can move kind of slow. So I sent that in.
Not city government.
State.
Sure.
So I reached out to the health department in Angola, and they told me that it's a city issue or a state issue because it's outside. That doesn't make any sense, but it's outside. So I applied for that variance already. Just waiting to see what happens with it. So what I'd like to do is extend it out to at least one more month, to end of July. I've already purchased Chomp stuff to get the oil marks out. We had a couple oil spots out there on the sidewalk. I've got grill mats out there. Try to keep it as nice as possible for you guys. So.
Questions?
And it is.
Let me have it.
Fixed so kids can't. touch it?
Yeah, so it's we have a fire extinguisher out there at all times. It's monitored at all times. I can probably put up some kind of barrier around it if you'd like me to. I don't know. It's like as far out on the sidewalk as I can possibly get it. It's not very wide, and so I still have to have like ease to walk through it. But I can probably put some kind of barrier up if you'd like me to.
Yeah, maybe a barricade. I know there's been people say stuff about concern that. That is so hot.
It does get quite hot. We keep it between 2 and 250, so it's not like your normal grill that gets to like 800. So it's not like crazy hot, but I agree with you. I think it's only a matter of time until something might happen. That's why I'm saying I don't want to do it there forever.
Yeah.
It's a real temporary solution.
Well, I think honestly, the only real concern that I've heard personally, which I don't want to negate what Rosie has said, maybe others have heard, the only concern I've really heard from was is the amount of smoke, obviously, and understand why. But the amount of smoke that it does generate, and obviously if you're a nearby business or you're eating in Oakey Alley or something like that, it can become a little overpowering at times. But to me, personally, I think the goal always was to try to find a way, as you and I have talked, the goal, I think, when Connor came to us was, wanted to move the smoking maybe to Fort Wayne. Obviously, that didn't work out, but going to Angola or something like that.
So the goal of Fort Wayne, and not to cut you off, the goal of Fort Wayne, our Electron Works location opens up, we're hoping, in October, November. There, we're going to probably run into the same kind of issues that we're going to have here. So if we move the smoking inside, I have to have separate PUD locations. With it being not completely built out, that's not like totally ruled out yet, but it's still, I mean, getting it quoted, I know they're about $40,000 just for an extra hood. So the build's already at $3.8 million. I don't want to keep adding more money to that that build out. I do know that they have people that grill outside right now for the market, and so it's not impossible to say that I can move it there, but I don't have a solution until, you know, November.
Yeah, and honestly, I wish that there was some kind of a grassy or some other kind of area nearby that we could put you in that would be a lot easier. And
right.
I mean, because I do think, you know, I can almost tell when you're smoking because I walk out of here and I go,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah,
it's dangerous. People are walking across the
street. It's not even like the traffic.
Believe it or not, we do have people like that walk in that just because the smoking is going on.
And I get that completely.
Yeah.
So, so I would love to keep it here. I just, again.
If you had a place that you want me to put it, I mean, I'll get a trailer and move it there tomorrow. So you just tell me. But just right on the lawn?
Yeah,
I think that's.
Maybe I can put some steps above the mayor's office.
Just get you guys like a direct shot of like wings and just shoot right up to your like to your door.
But I do think in general though, you know, again, I think we all understood this was kind of a temporary thing. It wasn't a long-term plan. Personally, I don't mind if we extend it by a month, knowing that there is a plan of action that is in process. So.
And I appreciate your public safety and. You know,
yeah.
So, I guess I leave that up to you in regards to how safe you can make it and. And again, not get elaborate, but still make it safe.
Yeah,
for
sure.
Any incident.
For sure.
So.
We added locks to the wheels, I mean, so I can't just roll out into traffic. Like I said, I got the grill mats. Connor's no longer with us, but I did see, went through his email and saw like an email about like this, the little grease spots. I found this stuff on Amazon called Chomp, and I think that, I mean, that stuff is crazy. It took every single piece of that out of the concrete. So, but yeah, we have grill mats now, and so I don't see an issue with it personally for one more month, but yeah.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we allow Chapman's to continue smoking meat on the sidewalk as we previously approved for an additional 1 month ending at the end of July.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. Is that okay? End of July.
Definitely.
All those in favor of the usual sign, and it's unanimous.
Thank you much. Yep.
Thanks, sir.
Appreciate it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll go to the pay request number two, which is on page. Okay. Well, officially, I guess it's on page 44 of your packet. Mike Cook. Pay request.
Oh, sorry.
Hello?
I was in an email. That's for
the CSM 19.
CSM 19.
Yep.
Let me get to that real quick.
Page 44 of the packet.
Sorry about that. Pay request number two from Everest Excavating. I've been through that. The engineer has reviewed it, really has been through it. So it'd be my recommendation that you approve pay request number two to Everest Excavating for $96,971.25.
So is, I'm sorry, you may have said this, but I'm not sure. The total contract remaining, is that just contingency, basically, at this point?
There's a few things. I think most of the equipment is in. There's a few things that are not in, like poles and bases and stuff like that are still out there.
Okay.
The contingency and basically, is held back yet.
Okay.
It's probably 70% complete. Jet training on the 20th for the new sampler. They should set it this week. Obviously, they did not work today because of the weather being on and off, but they're supposed to set that sampler today. Since the outfall itself is complete, the new railings up, all the bank work and everything like that is completed. So.
Yep. Good. Questions of Mike?
I do not.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve pay application number two. With Everest Excavating in an amount of $96,971.25 as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up in our box, we have amendment number two with Wessler. I'm assuming this was a CHIP thing and not a you, Mike, thing.
Not me.
Okay.
The only thing I did was I did review plans for the host station and submitted the comments. We only had one comment on something, and they've already added that to the drawings and it's taken care of. So.
Okay.
Other than that, I'm not sure.
Marcia, have you had a chance to look over this amendment number two with Westland?
No.
Not to put you on the spot.
No,
right. Sorry.
Sorry. I can do that right now.
Well, only reason is you know, I don't think it changes anything dramatically. I think all it does is add 24,450 to it because there was some changes of where the lift station was going to be because it had to be moved, like, maybe from the south side of 100 South up to the north side, so they had to re-engineer that portion. I'm pretty sure that's all that is. Full disclosure, I sent Chip over to the NDOT meeting at ISMS tonight, so that's why he's not here. I said I'd rather have you there as my eyes and ears for US 30 than have you at the at the department or at the Board of Works and Council meeting. So do you want a moment?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're gonna just pause on that for a moment, and I think we'll go to the. Okay. So let's go to checks. And payroll and all those kind of things. Let me get down to that page real quick before you start, Nicole. Okay, so on Board of Works check run, it is page 38 is the first page that I have. That's okay. The first one's the $1 million one, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable vouchers in the amount of $1,192,085.93 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated June 13th, 2023 for check payments.
I'll second. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. So the next one.
Next one is
on
76,000.
Page 52.
I'll make a motion. Ready?
Yep.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable vouchers in the amount of $76,628.51 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated June 13th, 2023. For EFT payments.
I'll second. Motion seconded. Further discussion? Those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is on page 53.
And that would be the?
That would be the payroll.
Okay, payroll.
Payroll.
I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $920.40 plus overtime in the amount of $10,421.86 for the pay file ending May 19th, 2023.
So that is not the number that I'm seeing.
Okay.
Page 53, I know. Well, yes, we did talk about this. I'm just trying to figure out the number. Okay, so there's
I have another.
Yeah, there's two of them. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, so one is 257,920.
40, right, and then 10,421, right? That's the one you just said. 10,421. Okay, I'll second that.
Okay.
Okay, all those in favor of the usual sign? It is unanimous. Now, okay. The other one.
This one will be for the pay file ending 6223.
Yes, I'm sorry. Let me get there.
And they're real close in number, that
one. Yes, that's why I was like, yes, nope, that number is not. Okay, yeah. Okay, go ahead. I'm good. I'm with you now.
Where am I? I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $257,789.17. Plus overtime in the amount of $8,205.22 for the pay file ending June 2nd, 2023.
I'll second. Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor for the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the check run and
meter deposit.
Meter deposit, yeah.
And that's it.
I believe it is.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable for May 2023 meter deposits and credits in the amount of $2,345.34 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated May 25th, 2023.
Second. Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor should be initial sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Before we dive into anything else here.
Yeah.
You have, yep. Okay.
Well, I've got a few comments.
Okay, let me get down to it real quick here. So this is back on the regular packet, page 51. Yep, it's that. Okay.
I don't think any of this is a huge issue, but on page 1 under Article 2, paragraph 10 there, we'll purchase temporary construction easements of 20 feet. Is that length or width, or what are we looking at here? What are the easements are supposed to look like? I mean, maybe that doesn't matter. Maybe that's obvious to the parties.
Mm, okay.
But it just says 20 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
And then on the next page, number 11, it says, engineer will prepare the easement documentation, will include the last deed of record. I don't know whether that means from the last deed of record. I mean, because...
I think it'd be which.
Well, I do too, yeah. Except for it says, will prepare the easement documentation. Well, they're not preparing the last deed of record.
Okay.
I see. Last deed of record search for all three. So it's probably which will include.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing in 12, then, would be the same thing, which will include title commitments in the second line.
So may I suggest, then, that we strike will on both of those.
Will it be which will?
Right, and which, and add which.
Which
that's
will
fine.
On both of those, yep. Just so it makes sense.
Yep.
And
then under the 20 feet.
And again, I'm assuming the 20 feet is obvious to all parties. I'm just saying I don't know that that's width or length or what,
gotcha.
What that is.
Assuming it's 20 feet off of the road for the length of the property. That's my guess.
I have no idea.
So, okay.
That's what I would assume because it says on three separate properties on the north side of the road.
Continues? 2020?
I think it means on the three properties, 20 feet.
Yeah, so 20 feet on this property, 20 feet on this property. In order to put in the piping and to...
Mm-hmm.
Have the utility easement in the temporary construction easement on that property with the equipment and stuff. So, but yes, you're right, it's not clear.
But as long as everybody understands,
yes.
Well, I think we kind of were like, he thinks one thing, we think another thing. So maybe.
Well, and again, and we're not on site with the project, right? So it's going to be a scenario where Chip is kind of the pseudo project manager, as well as the engineers are kind of, I mean, they know what that means, but yeah, okay.
So those that call.
Okay. Do you all feel comfortable that Chip and Wessler will work through those things, or do you want to table it and get clarification on that issue? Because I think the witch will obviously that's an easy.
Yeah, case. That's easy.
We just write
you
it
can
in.
Also say that you can also say with the 20 feet per agreement of owner and engineer, and then.
Oh yeah.
Did you just add per agreement of owner and engineer, and then you know they're going to have an agreement? But I just think you guys should know what it means.
Yep.
I kind of read the table.
Clarification. Okay. Okay. We will table that agreement until the next meeting. Please put it on the next agenda, and we need to get clarification from Wessler as to what that 20 feet actually means. So I'm assuming Chip can probably answer that very quickly. So. Okay. I think that's all we got for that. So. We'll do department head reports. Mike Cook.
Mayor.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sally sent a note that there was.
Yes, she did. You're right, and I completely forgot about it. I apologize, Mike. I'm going to put you on pause.
But he was supposed to be here.
That alley?
He was supposed to be here.
Well, yeah, but I think the chief went down and took care of him.
Oh, okay.
And they couldn't be doing what they were doing.
Well, it's not a private driveway. It's a public a public alley.
And if they wanted something changed, have you talked to them? Okay. Then if they wanted it, they have to petition to vacate.
And they're only petitioning 50% of it because both entities will get 50%. That ain't going to work out well for either party. So
he was talking about that on both sides.
Okay.
And so he said, well, fine, I'm not coming to the meeting.
So the easement doesn't have a purpose in
it? It's not an easement. It's an alley.
Okay, yeah.
So the alley feeds both properties.
Right.
From a driveway perspective or a back, you know, gets the full property.
Right.
But one property owner thought the other property owner was basically using it for his own driveway.
It says he put in a driveway.
Yeah. Well, hey, if he wanted to pave the alley, I guess we're okay with it.
It's not we're not maintaining it.
Right.
It's an unimproved alley,
so
we don't do anything with it anyway.
And we had a similar situation to the west of that, on that alley that Briggs is on there.
I was thinking of the same story.
Yeah, Chota helped out with that one, so.
Yeah, we had to pave it.
For the stormwater purposes, though.
Yeah.
So I think it's all set.
Okay, so department head reports, Mike Cook.
Safety committee done a walkthrough at our facility that's been completed. I already talked about CSO 19. Asshole Drive is in. Been working on water drain. Miller Drain Service was over and worked at Columbia Shores with my guys, and they had the jet machine there. They found one of the riser pipes was plugged with stone. So somehow a bunch of stone washed into the lift station, got pumped up, plugged the pipe. They did get that cleared out, and then they run a camera up through there to check it. Everything's back fine there. We're still painting the ARVs. Bid opening, that didn't go well. Reviewed the plans, and see, talked about that. You attended a IFA meeting in Auburn with Mike, so we're good for another year.
Okay. Great. Question to Mike. Thank you. Mike.
We've been working on some stormwater suck holes and out on Business 30 West.
Okay.
And still changing quite a few meters. I think we've done 45 last week, 80 the week before. I know we're supposed to flush hydrants 26. We're not going to. With the temperature the way it is, if we get back up in the 80s and 90s and the splash pad running and that, when we start flushing hydrants, we do drop the towers quite a bit. And we've been having them out at the east of town out there to mill. You know, if we drop them too far, then they have problems supplying their boiler for the making of the feed. So.
So when will that?
We'll just wait till
fall.
Fall when the kids are back at school and the splash pad ain't running.
Gotcha. Okay. Anything else?
Nope.
Question to Mike. Thank you. Thomas.
105 has some sensor issues that Adam's addressing. He's got parts in order. We'll be fixing that. We're in the process and have our mid-year evals done here by next Tuesday. Our old gas meters, the ones we took out of service, that we're going to need substantial repair. Union Township asked if they could have those and have them set in for evaluation, and so we just handed all of those to them. We were going to throw them in the trash, and they wanted to see what it was going to cost to get them repaired. So the guys were now working on the museum steel roof. They had to go up there and put some putty around a few of the screws on the top. Just had a few water stains on the ceiling tiles, so they went up there and sealed that. And other than that, things are going pretty good.
Questions or Tom? Thank you. Kelly?
Last week, my supervisor and I went through our mid-year evaluations with our department. Spent about an hour with each guy, different things, so basically took all day to go through them. But it turned out really well. Thought it was good. I wanted to thank Jason Branning from the electric department. He helped us remove two big trees down at the cemetery that needed to come out. Thank for his help on that. We had to take our jet machine over to Brown Equipment to get the debris tank sandblasted on the inside, and then they're going to get it back, put some steel in it. Then it goes back to the company to have a Rhino liner sprayed inside of it. Hopefully they can have that done probably, he thought, in a couple weeks. So we'll have to rely on the water department's back truck if we have any emergency situations pop up. Yesterday, we had two guys from our department start their CDL training over at, I think it's Truck Academy of America or something like that, over by Sweetwater. Mm-hmm. That'll be a 2 to 3 week class. Hopefully, you can come out of that with their CDL license. We had a guy take the sweeper over to the library Saturday for a touch truck event that they reached out to us a while ago, and I guess that went really well. We have actually another request at Mary Raver School this Friday and the following Friday. They have a Steam Ahead
camp
that's going on, and we're going to try to take something over there, another piece of equipment for that. And then it's been patching some streets where we fixed some storm lines for Mike. And then still working on the Columbia Shores area, televising and cleaning and fixing sewer lines over there. That's it.
Questions for Kelly? Thanks, Kelly. Obviously, you may know him already, but I want to introduce our new interim park director until the next meeting. Matt Hyde is joining us, our new park director, and formerly our maintenance supervisor, 16 years with the park, and excited to have Matt on board. So Matt, what's happening at the park?
Pool season started strong with the extremely hot weather.
Yeah.
We were getting pretty close to capacity for quite a few days, and then now we've got the cold rain, so I think we're paying for it now.
It's going to balance out.
Right. Baseball season's winding down. We're all getting pretty excited about that. And now we're starting to get ready for the 4th of July. And with that, we have to coordinate with Old Settlers to be able to get the stage down and get that put up and be ready for the entertainment.
Okay. Question to Matt. Thank you. Terry.
the fiber project at North Water Tower is complete. I believe everything up there is online now. So next project we're moving along with is the new park office, and the equipment's on order for that. Hopefully it'll all come in time for us to be able to use it when we get access to it. That's all I got.
Questions for Terry? Thank you, Terry. Before I get to Marcia, a couple of things. I have reports from some of the department heads. I'm not here. So Sean said the transmission breakers at the North substation failed their testing because that project has just been one issue after another. Kent Power contacted GE directly, and they were able to get GE back on site. Apparently, they made repairs, and they're set to be retested. Looks like they're set to be retested today, so I don't know how that went, but they expected everything should be able to be re-energized by the end of the week, hopefully, if that all works. Kelly talked about the trees removed at the cemetery. There were some trees that were trimmed for the power lines. They also had a truck at the library, Digger Derrick truck, and said turnout was pretty good. Landon Urban has started working with the mechanic this week. He's summer help. And so helping with the mechanic, mowing grass, assisting the guys, things like that. Sean met with Wygand about the new jail, and they should be able to start installing their permanent service in about 2 weeks. Sean, the electric department, installed two new services, and they are boring in new conduit to feed the underground. I'm going to try to read this. Underground to the line behind East Jefferson Street that feeds Park Terrace. They're consistently blowing fuses behind there, and they're trying to bury all those lines this year. Is that behind your house, Ruby? And then Gary said, so he has his son has a ball game tonight, so he did ask, to be excused, but did extend conditional offers of employment to three individuals, and they all accepted. One has already been approved by PERF, and the other two go to get their testing done. Operation Pullover for seatbelts has started, so buckle up and be safe. Road guys are stepping up to fill shift shortages, so we appreciated that. We've received Friday, I think. They received 9 applications so far for the reopen new process, so that'll close at the end of the month. Continue working on policies and SOPs. They hired Savannah Fettig to fill the dispatch slot. She started on 6-4, and with her prior experience, really hasn't missed a beat, and they're also working on SOPs. Chip. So Chip said he's been working with a developer about a property on South State Road 9, working on a couple of things there, and working with Spencer Mize on the test kitchen, who is a local who has the experience with test kitchens. So trying to get through the business plan. I know, Tad, you're working on that in some way, shape, or form, too. Hi, Tad, by the way. So I think that's what I got. So, Marcia.
Nothing.
Rosie.
Nothing.
I don't think I have anything outside of we had a first downtown plan meeting today, steering committee meeting. So that, I think, went really well. And the department heads had a special meeting after that, and they seemed to really enjoy it. But overall, that's happening. I have a new intern that would have been here tonight but has obligations, should be here at the next meeting. Eden Odu, who is a former youth council member of mine, and so she's in here for a month and a half-ish as my intern, and is doing a great job. So she's doing a lot of scanning of my thousands of files right now, so she's really enjoying that, let me tell you. But has time to go to some cool things and stuff. So Rosie and I met initially on budget stuff. We're going to keep working on that. Obviously, budget time is going to be but they have to close out this month's books before they can start entering. So look for July-ish to start maybe having those conversations. So, Walter?
Any updates on Old Settlers and 4th of July activity?
Yeah. So Old Settlers is, I think we have everything planned and scheduled and all that kind of stuff to the best of our ability. We had a really good meeting. Gosh, Tom, how many weeks ago was that? Two weeks ago, maybe? 3 weeks ago? Well, you were gone.
Yeah, I was gone about two or three.
Okay, two, yeah. So we had a good meeting with the Old Settlers Committee. They're really trying really hard to maybe not reinvent, but at the very least add value. So that's good. We've gotten last year's issue, which had to do with the gray water and other issues coming out of trailers. I think we got that squared away for this year, thankfully. We know where Porta Johns are going to be and all that kind of stuff. So I think we're generally set for where we're going to be with that. So, what was your other question? 4th of July. So, 3rd of July at Orchard Park, 5:30?
Yeah, 5.
5. And I think it's normal stuff, meaning bounce house, food trucks, that kind of stuff that we normally do. So, fireworks are all set to go, cam tours ready, and I saw we had a pig on this page to get a, kind of a check, so.
Yeah, and Cheyenne.
And the band Cheyenne is going to be there, which is a lot of local roots in that one, so that's a really good one. So, yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Nicole.
Nothing for me?
Anything from the audience? We have no press. So, we will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.